Good morning from Listowel in County Kerry in Ireland. Good morning in particular from the Listowel Arms Hotel, where I'm sitting at a table with Patrick Stack, his wife Anna, and his daughter Deirdre, and we're just finishing our coffee. It's about 25 minutes before I go to listen to Christopher Reid read from The Shattering. Now, The Shattering by Christopher Reid is the best collection of poetry that I have read in the last 2 years. And if you haven't read it, beg, borrow, or steal a copy and give yourself an hour and sit quietly and read all of it. It's a short collection, and it is the most delicate and tight and superbly crafted piece of writing that I know at the moment. Anyway, this hotel bar has a lot of people sitting around in it. I just want to see if Patrick Stack is prepared to say anything about, you know, what it feels like on the morning at the end of Listowel Writers Week 2010. Patrick, would you be willing to say something?
Yeah, mixed feelings, because we're leaving Listowel in the next couple of hours, and we'll look back on it with fondness. It has been a fantastic 3 days. Less manic than last year, but it's more productive in another way. We've got lots of video stuff to put up, which will go up in the next few weeks or a few days on the blog, listowelwritersweekfringe.com.
Lovely, Patrick, thank you very much. I just actually see if Patrick's daughter Deirdre is prepared to say a single sentence about, you know, because she comes from a different generation, and it would be just wonderful to know, what does Deirdre Stack think of Listowel this year? Deirdre, will you give us a word?
Okay. Yeah, it was great. It was really interesting meeting all these types of people, even though I only went like to two things, I think. But yeah, it was.
What did you go to?
The winners' readings and the poetry without pints, I think.
Oh yeah,
that experience.
And who, if you had one, who would you say was the best thing you heard, or what was the best thing that happened?
I suppose the early obituary for George Rowley was the best thing.
That's a story which will be told in another forum in more detail. I'll just go across now. Thank you very much, Deirdre, to Anna. To see what Anna has to say. Anna brings a very different perspective to the proceedings because she actually isn't Irish. So, Anna, what do you think?
Well, what I can say is that it's great to see so many people enjoying not only the weather but culture so easy at hand, and also to be able to meet so many interesting people. And certainly, foreigners should know well more about what's going on in Listowel, but it's great to know that in the county, in the Kingdom of Kerry, we have so much culture going on, and it's great to be here. Thank you.
Wonderful, and there you have it, folks. It's just really nice to bring you a few vox pops from the centre of Listowel here in the Arms Hotel. Handing you back now to the studio, this is Paul O'Mahony on the west bank of Kerry. Talk to you again later. Bye-bye. We got 3 minutes and 29 seconds. Thanks a million. That'll do nicely, yeah.
By the way, do you have Ronan's contact number?
I do. And
is he around?
Well, he told me that he was going to meet me here.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.